You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, June 2nd, 2017, week 205 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And it's time for America's Sweetheart. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Give me some interesting information about America's Sweetheart.
This person was up for the role of Nebula in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know who else they're looking at.
This person was also offered to portray Feyora in Man of Steel, but turned it down due to her pregnancy at the time. The role was passed to Antje Traue. Don't worry, it's going to get very easy soon.
Okay. Give me another one. Another one.
Her first audition was for the role Camille in 007 film Quantum of Solace. Ukrainian actress Olga Kurylenko ultimately won the part.
I guess. Gal Gadot?
Yeah.
Oh, there we are.
Because the next Gal Gadot was going to be, she won the Miss Israel title in 2004 and represented Israel at the 2004 Miss Universe beauty pageant. Then she served for 2 years as a sports trainer in the Israeli Defense Forces. She's the first non-American actress to play Diana Princess / Wonder Woman. Isn't it just Diana Prince?
Yeah. It's just Diana Prince. Yeah. Princess. They're like, that must be wrong. Prince can't be right.
And she's the first depiction in the live action, or she's the first live action appearance to audiences since 1979.
Yeah, I didn't know she was up for Nebula.
Close friends with Paul Walker. Avid motorcycle rider and owns a black 2006 Ducati Monster S2R. Enjoys basketball, volleyball, and tennis. Her first name is pronounced like Doll, and her last name rhymes with afloat. So,
oh, it's Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah, I never know how to say it. Gal Gadot.
She's the first actress to portray Diana Prince / Wonder Woman in a live action theatrical film. Starred with both brothers Ben Affleck and Casey Affleck in two films released in 2016, Triple Nine and Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice. Unlike Linda Carter's two children, James and Jessica Altman, Alma and Maya Versano, Gal's two daughters, have the opportunity of seeing their mother in her Wonder Woman costume during filming production. Linda did not have any children when she was married to Ron Samuels. Her first and second name respectively mean Wave and Riverbank. And that's it. Oh. How old? Did I tell you how old she was when she had her kids? Because those are two trivia facts that I tried to...
No, you didn't tell me. I don't know how old she is either.
Her birthday is April 30th.
April 30th, okay. 31?
Close. 32.
32.
Just turned
32. Just turned 32.
So, and then how tall do you think she is?
How tall?
You're 5'8"?
Yeah.
I'm 6. Where would she stand if we were going to take a weird picture?
All right. Let's see. I'm trying to think how tall she is. Because I got references. You use Batman and Superman.
I'll give you a hint. She's taller than Linda Carter.
It's kind of helpful. I don't know how tall she is.
Exactly. That's why I gave you that hint.
But I know she's in Supergirl as the president, so I can use that to measure. This is not very useful.
No, because I don't think you can cross-reference any of them.
I can't.
I'll give you a hint. She's taller than Isla Fisher, who is 5'3".
Yeah, she's very
and
short.
And almost certified little person.
Let's see. Is she that? I feel like she's kind of tall, but like not tall. If she's in Miss Universe, she's got to be tallish. I'll go 5'9".
Close. 5'10".
5'10". All right.
It was weird. I was looking at Time Hop, as mm-hmm. I do every day.
Yeah.
4 years ago, I was texting or I tweeted at someone. We're talking about superhero movies we'd like to see. And I was like, I'd like to see a Batman vs. Superman movie or a Suicide Squad movie or a really good Wonder Woman movie.
Did you really say that with those three things?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What? That's weird.
Yeah.
That's really weird. How did you predict the three movies that were... They weren't announced at that point, were they?
I don't think so.
4 years ago? What year is now?
It might have been right after Batman vs. Superman was announced. But I don't think it was.
What? Well, I don't... That's, That's weird. I don't know when they did that whole announcing everything thing.
Let me see if I can look online.
It was during Comic-Con, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I don't know what year that was. I think it was a couple years before it came out, so it had to be 2014 or 2013. May have been 2013 then. But anyways, if it was in August, it's... I don't know how that timeline
is. I want to look it up. I'm just going to scroll really far back on my tweets.
Yeah, I don't know how to really
find... What's 365 times 4? Like 1,400 days? Over.
Yeah, 1,460.
I'm halfway there.
It'll happen. At a pace.
Because there's also a time where I didn't tweet that much, so...
Yeah.
Okay, so the Batman picture came out 1,100 days ago.
Okay, and when did you tweet it?
It was over 4 years ago.
But how far did they announce all those movies, though? Because that's pretty crazy.
Jeez, I was tweeting a lot 1,200 days ago. What was it, 1,460?
1,460, yeah.
Can you look up when Batman vs. Superman was announced?
Let's see. January 2014. No, that's when it says it was announced it was delayed. It must have been 2013, right? Oh, yeah. San Diego Comic Con 2013.
Okay, so this was after that. I want to... Let's see. Oh, it's when Man of Steel. Okay, so.
It's the detective work.
Okay, so I said I want an Aquaman or Batman Beyond movie or a decent Wonder Woman movie, or switch things up and have a villain movie. I'd watch a Doctor Doom movie or a Lobo movie, maybe a Suicide Squad movie too.
Nice. You were definitely ahead of the announcement of the, the films then.
And I said a Batman reboot is happening for sure. That seems like a bad idea. Oh, I don't know. And it's right after Man of Steel came out.
Yeah.
And they're, or no, right before Man of Steel came out.
Nice.
So, dude, I was. So
you're way ahead of the time.
I had my fingers on the pulse.
You knew exactly what they were going to do. Now let's just get a good Wonder Woman movie, at least, out of those things you wanted.
Oh, because my friend wrote, next superhero movie should be about Flash. So I said, or Aquaman or Batman.
Yeah, even back then you were more on the pulse. You're like, I don't know about that Flash movie. I don't know how they're going to do that.
That's crazy. I'll screenshot all these and be like, I was so out of the time. Damn it, I pressed back too many times. Okay, let's see. Yeah. So yeah, 4 years ago I predicted that. Mm-hmm. So, boom, Suicide Squad movie. Come on.
Yeah, that's the one. That's very predictive because I wouldn't have thought that.
And Aquaman.
Wouldn't have guessed. Yeah, even Aquaman.
Didn't get that's that Batman Beyond
still
movie.
Still a reach. Yeah, a good Wonder Woman movie. I don't know, with this Batverse coming out.
Yeah,
Batman Beyond. I could see it.
That needs to happen.
I could see it.
Ben Affleck has such a high picture deal count. Right?
Yeah.
It's inevitable. Of him being in a Batman movie that's not starring him.
Yeah. Which I think they could do that with Iron Man. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, I could totally see that happening.
As more of a mentor role.
Yeah, like what he's doing for Spider-Man now, but do it for like a new Iron Man or like something.
Or Don Cheadle.
Or Don Cheadle.
So anyways, yeah, Gal Gadot. Or Gal
Gadot. Gal Gadot.
I don't know. Maybe people pronounce Dal someplace. Dal.
It's a Dal.
Hey, Dal. So, yeah. American Sweetheart. Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot. This week in movies in the now, Captain Underpants and Wonder Woman.
Two superhero movies.
Scantily clad, both of them.
Which one shows more skin? I don't know.
I think Captain America, unfortunately.
Captain America?
Or Captain Underpants.
It's a crossover. I think Captain Underpants. That's see the superhero movie that shows you the most skin.
That's what they should have marketed
except the fact that it's a children's movie, that's kind of a weird marketing tool. But I think it's a funny joke, nonetheless. Yeah. So I think someone should
have done that.
Yeah. Like, I want to see the superhero movie with the most skin.
Yeah.
But both look good to me. I'm hoping they're both good.
So yeah, Wonder Woman, apparently great movie. All the reviews.
Oh, I don't want to get my hopes up too much.
I know.
I'm going to try to temper them. This happened like...
Every time?
Every time. Literally like every time. Like,
are we going to go watch this weekend?
I'm down to,
if we can find a men's screening.
I need a men's only screening.
Men's only screening.
Yes, I would like to see it this weekend.
I want
to see
both of these movies, honestly, but
yeah,
I could live without seeing Captain Underpants until I can find a theater that shows it to only adults.
Do they, like, what's the kiddiest movie they have in adult, like, drinking theater?
Lego movie, I think they offered one in Newport.
But I think that's, like, even that's more of an adult. I'm trying to think like a yeah. one that's like really weird and like they shouldn't do that.
Like
or they wouldn't do that. Wouldn't think they would.
Storks or something.
Yeah. I guess they don't really make movies. I mean, I mean, Boss Baby would probably be a weird one.
No, because I think that makes sense for adults because, like, you understand. I guess
Baldwin. Yes.
Well, it makes sense also. You understand what's at play yeah. more than a kid.
That's true. I guess there's nothing I can really point.
Minions, maybe?
Minions, maybe. Yeah, probably Minions.
The Minions cut where they serve Hitler.
The deleted scene.
Is... definitely not kid friendly.
That's true. I want to watch that version.
Yeah.
I wonder if they like started developing that scene.
They're like, nope.
And they're like, they're not. Yeah, they like, or they thought of this montage and they got far into the montage and they're like, oh, and then history. Oh, we can't do that.
Oh, what? D-Day? Is there a D-Day scene with Minions?
It's like we've gotten too far though in the process. We have to do the montage though
because they historically only support villains, right?
Yeah, they were always the biggest bad. The biggest bad guy of the time.
Yeah. But I think, like, you can't even say, like, oh, yeah, they were supporting Stalin.
Yeah. It just gets bad once they get to modern times. You're like, oh, yeah. That's creepy.
Whoa. Here's some breaking news.
Breaking news.
Edgar Wright.
Well, not for you, four days ago news.
Everyone. For a totally real, not a joke, Simon and Garfunkel song universe.
What?
Song title universe.
What? How's that going to work?
So, one movie. So, Rian Johnson, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Dwayne Johnson are all recruited so far.
Ooh, what? That's a lot of people that I like.
So, Baby Driver.
Mm-hmm.
Simon and Garfunkel song.
Yes.
Only Living Boy in New York in August comes out with from another person. And then Rian Johnson liked a tweet. So he's like, I call dibs on that. But then he's like, Rian Johnson says, I call dibs on Keep the Customer Satisfied. And then Lin-Manuel Miranda said, dibs on Cecilia.
Got it.
So, oh yeah, because I forgot there's a movie called I'm a Rock. And then Ron Howard said, I'm in for like, I can work with The Bridge Over Troubled Water, Old Friends, or The Boxer. And then Edgar Wright tweeted at Ron Howard saying, sorry, Jim Sheridan beat us all to The Boxer in 97. But I want to see your Bridge Over Troubled Water, preferably with old school GTA stunts. This is crazy.
Interesting.
It's pretty awesome. Someone made a fake poster.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Anyways. Yeah, you saw a trailer.
Yes, you did not see it, I'm assuming.
I did not.
The Game of Thrones trailer?
I refuse.
Didn't. Spoil anything or show anything. But yeah, I'm getting hyped. It's coming. Game of Thrones is coming.
What happened in this trailer?
No, I've got to see some battles or something, but I don't know who's fighting who really. Dragons showed up.
No.
The Arya Stark was in the trailer.
What was she wearing?
I don't know exactly. Like tattered clothing. Like she's always wearing like tattered clothing or something.
She's like
I think
one,
she was in the north, maybe. There was snow. Well, like, everywhere snow.
Everyone's snowing now, yeah.
Everywhere's snow. But yeah, I'm hyped, man. I'm ready for this new season.
Awesome.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be good.
When's it premiere? June?
July.
July.
Beginning of July? Let's see. It is... many days away? 48 days from now. But so, less than that. When you're listening to this. The 16th, so we still got
ways
a month
away.
And a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get Spider-Man before the Game of Thrones comes out. That's kind of weird. Yeah, so, but the trailer was pretty cool. They're pretty good on their trailers. I'm not sure. Like, if they release another trailer, I won't watch it. I'm doing the thing that you tried. Like, I didn't watch the Spider-Man trailer.
Yeah, me neither.
So I'm like, no. I've seen enough. I'm good. Don't give me any more.
Once you get to that final trailer, you don't need to watch it.
Yeah, the final trailer is... I never try to go there. The second one's even kind of too far.
Yeah.
That one's the one where they get into the meat and potatoes and stuff. But sometimes I can't help watch that one, but I didn't watch the third one. I'm going to try not to. It'll probably show up, though, in Wonder Woman. They'll probably show a Spider-Man trailer. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
On Netflix today, Comedy Bang Bang Season 5 Part 2, Flaked Season 2, Inspector Gadget Season 3, Las Ultimas de Filipinas, Lucid Dream Netflix original film, Saving Banksy, and The Homecoming Collection. So I have another season of show to watch of Flaked, and then this week is going to be very busy.
Yeah, that's a lot TV of Netflix. That's a busy month for Netflix. But also,
it was House of Cards and F is for Family. That's three seasons I need to watch.
Yeah, that's a...
Plus Wonder Woman and Captain Underpants, so...
A lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Next week.
Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.